Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam Gilchrist. More and more, I realize that history was not that long ago. Gosh, I have met my great-grandfather. If I can date back his life, and when he was born, he most certainly knew someone who was most probably enslaved here in what is now called the city of Cape Town. That's how short history is. But even today, a Second World War atrocity, an 80-year late admission by a French fighter for acts they committed in World War II.
Yeah, we're talking about the French resistance in particular in this particular case. And indeed, as a result of this testimony, there's now going to be excavation work to find the bodies of 40 German soldiers, more or less 40 German soldiers, killed by the French resistance in June 1944. So this is as D-Day is taking place. It comes from 98-year-old Edmond Réveil. He's the last surviving member of his particular branch of the French partisans. He personally witnessed the mass execution. Basically, there were 30 of his men, escorting German prisoners through the countryside when the order came to kill them near a place called Le Verre. It was retaliation. There was no doubt about it. The French resistance had seen the Germans hanging 99 people, believed to be some resistance fighters, but plenty more who weren't. The SS had also just executed the whole population of the village Oradour-sur-Glane, this famous village that is still a memorial to them today, 643 souls. But Edmond Réveil kept this all a secret, and nobody discussed it, neither he nor his comrades. But as the last surviving member, he thought, I need to say something, otherwise it's history forgotten. So Edmond Réveil may not have shot anyone himself, but he certainly took part in what is essentially a war crime by definition. Should he be prosecuted? It's, you know, killing German soldiers, even if we want to call them Nazis, it's still a crime, isn't it? So I wonder. It's a very tricky one.
Yeah. At 98 years old now, which means he was 18 years old. He was literally a boy. Back 80 years
ago. Yeah, exactly. He was a teenager. Mm. And he took part in it, like, you know, some of the prosecutions we talked about with concentration camp guards, albeit he didn't pull the trigger himself. But do you know what? Maybe we're barking up the wrong tree with that. Maybe we should just go, well, at last we do know what happened, at least to those particular 40 German soldiers, and their families may want to know, even 80 years on.
And then a Europe's murder mysteries. Interpol is attempting to identify 22 bodies.
Yeah, police have had more than 200 tip-offs on this as well. This is unidentified women murdered in the Netherlands, Belgium and Germany. There's been a campaign launch with the global policing agency Interpol trying to look for the names of these 22. Some identity. Police say the women deserve to get their names back. And this is the first time that Interpol has ever gone public asking for help in IDing murder victims, which in itself is a really odd thing. You think, surely isn't that something they'd have done before? Apparently not. A Dutch police official, Martin de Witt, says every tip can make a difference for the next of kin of the victims. And they've had 122 tip-offs so far in Germany, 55 in Belgium, 51 in the Netherlands. Again, it's sort of justice coming around full circle, albeit in some of these murder cases up to 47 years later.
Charlie Chapman said, smile when your heart is breaking. The importance of smiling. Oh, what a beautiful smile I see on my screen of Adam Gilchrist. But there's lessons in smiling. And this is a legacy of the COVID pandemic in Japan.
Yeah, because behavior changed. In particular, you know, we still see in offices, sort of wastelands where people used to sit and don't anymore. People still seem to be resistant in my circle anyway to kissing or shaking hands or hugging. We used to always shake hands after a tennis match. Now we touch rackets. It's still a bit sort of hygiene conscious. But Japan has this extra problem. The Asahi Shimbun newspaper has reported that people have forgotten how to smile because of wearing the mask. So we remember that thing about eye contact and how you can't convey a smile, or it's very difficult to anyway. COVID masks hit a multitude of weird muscle spasms and flexes and other things. But they have finally, just in the past couple of weeks, dropped the advice in Japan to wear a mask. So the Akabane Elderly Relief Center is one example given by the newspaper. They're offering lessons in smiling and they've seen a 450% increase in demand just in the past couple of months or so. I mean, do you know what? It isn't always easy. I struggle to smile for staged photos, you know, wedding photos and the like, or birthday photos. I tend to look forced or cheesy or worse. I don't know about you. If I have to put on a smile, I look like a serial killer, which is a bit like my passport photo as well.
Let me try that. Let me try something. You're so good looking, Adam Gilchrist. Oh, look at that smile.
I detect a hint of irony there.
Well, Adam Gilchrist, I love the way you smile. Really appreciate your time. Looking forward to chatting to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Lester.
On The Worldview on Good Morning, Cape Town. 8 minutes to 8 o'clock.